Stillman and Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, ESPN 1025, The Game, Fireball, Hot Take, Friday, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Thanks to the law offices of Amanda Gentry, live from the Hillside Medical Game Studios. Caroline Fenton is here today. Hello, Caroline.
Hello, how are we doing?
Fantastic. Outstanding is how we are doing today. Ian Safar out today. Elijah Campbell, Chase McCabe will be in for him. So it is a Titan-less wild card weekend. And boy, it is going to be an exciting wild card weekend. I know, like, people are looking at games. We do this with college football. We do this with the NFL. The NFL will be over like 1 month from today. The NFL will be over. Then we'll have free agency. Then we'll have the draft. But all throughout that process, you'll have people telling you, okay, these are the teams that are going to be good next year. I'll give you an example. Everybody will pick the Tennessee Titans to win the AFC South in 2022. I don't care what happens in the draft. I don't care what happens in free agency. I don't care unless Aaron Rodgers ends up on the Indianapolis Colts. I don't foresee there being anybody of any actual football clout that will pick against the Titans to win the division next year. So then everybody will spend all year talking about how Tennessee is a playoff team, the end, whatever. But that doesn't actually mean anything. What the group think is, what people think, that doesn't mean anything. Wild card weekend is the same way. Right now, nobody thinks that Philadelphia is going to beat Tampa Bay. But that doesn't mean that Philadelphia is not going to beat Tampa Bay. 2 years ago, Tampa Bay played New Orleans in the divisional round. Excuse me, last year. They played in the divisional round. New Orleans had smoked Tampa twice during the regular season. Smoked them. Embarrassed them in Tampa on Sunday Night Football. So now all of a sudden there's a different game. And Drew Brees throws some interceptions. Brady ends up winning the game. Goodbye, Drew Brees. By the way, 2 years ago, the 2019 playoffs, the ones in which the Titans went to New England and won a game that nobody expected the Titans to win, and then knocked off Baltimore, a team that nobody expected to lose. Going into those playoffs, I thought the two best teams in football in each conference, I thought Kansas City was the best team in the AFC. They ended up going to the Super Bowl. They ended up winning the Super Bowl. I thought New Orleans was the best team in the NFC. They lost to Kirk Cousins and Minnesota in the wild card round. So just because you think there's no way Tampa Bay could lose to Philadelphia, or you think there's no way that in below freezing temperatures, Mac Jones, a quarterback from the SEC, can go beat Buffalo, doesn't mean that these things can't happen. That's why we play the game. So with that, I'm going to start the show by telling you all this. I am going into wild card weekend giving the Titans a 51% chance to make it to the Super Bowl. Where I sit today, 51% chance that I think the Titans are going to make the Super Bowl. This is my way of telling you that I think it is more likely than not that I think Tennessee is going to make the Super Bowl. But let me put a giant asterisk next to that. I am leaving it open for me to change my mind after this weekend. And I'm leaving it for me to change my mind about how I feel about these teams, how I feel about these coaches, how I feel about home field advantage. All of these things, I'm leaving it all open across the league. And you should too. I think now we live in this society where everybody looks at, you know, you're taken, you had a take, and you got to stick by it, that you got to stand with it. And you, when you're making a commitment that's a 4-year commitment, Carson Wentz to the Colts, you kind of have to stand by that. When you're the Rams and you trade all those picks to get Jared Goff and you give Jared Goff all that money and then you trade all those first rounders to get rid of Jared Goff and you get Matthew Stafford, you're stuck with that decision. You better get that one right. But when it comes to one game or how a team is playing or a player who is injured, those things can fluctuate. That's why the betting markets will get altered game to game, player by player. And that's okay. But where we sit today, I'm giving the Titans a 51% chance to make the Super Bowl. On the other side, the NFC, I give Green Bay a 70% chance to make it to the Super Bowl. I think Green Bay is that much more of a favorite than everybody else. Tampa Bay, I have second. They're not the second seed in the NFC, But I have Tampa Bay second, the NFC 20%. By the way, that's why getting the bye week is so important. Because even though I don't think Philadelphia is going to beat Tampa Bay, I don't think Pittsburgh's going to beat Kansas City, I probably don't think New England is going to beat Buffalo, all of those things are possible. And it's one less game that the Titans don't have to deal with. Think about who the worst team in the AFC is right now. It's Pittsburgh. What happened when you play them? Well, Jared, I mean, they fumbled the ball four times. You can't expect that they'd fumble the ball four times if they play them again. True. But the Titans, in 2000, best Titans team I've ever seen, had lost one game over 2 years at Adelphia Coliseum, now Nissan Stadium. They lost by 1 point to the Ravens, in which Al Del Greco missed a field goal in the regular season in 2000. They played the Ravens again in the divisional round of the playoffs. Al Del Greco missed 3 field goals, and the Titans lost. So, again, one game should be able to skew how you feel about a little matchup here or there. So, today, Titans, 51%. These are my percentages in the AFC. Titans, 51%. I have Buffalo at number 2 at 20%. And you would say, wait a minute, last week you said Kansas City was better than Buffalo. Now you're going with Buffalo over Kansas City. Buffalo number 2 at 20%. What gives? And I would say this. You see the weather in Buffalo this weekend?
Freezing.
0 degrees. Kansas City's got a great home field advantage, but they don't have the wind that Buffalo's got. And maybe the wind's bad for Buffalo. Maybe their inability to run the football's bad for Buffalo. Maybe I'm getting too swayed over by the fact that I watched the Denver-Kansas City game on Saturday, and I didn't watch much of the Bills taking on the Jets, in which was a closer-than-expected probably game. But I'm going to go Buffalo 20%. Kansas City 18% to make the Super Bowl. And again, I reserve the right to change my mind. Buffalo goes down to the wire, or one of those games where you feel like they got lucky. Kansas City blows out Pittsburgh. Maybe I changed my mind. But right now, Buffalo 20%, Kansas City 18%. The only other team that I give a percent to is Cincinnati at 3%. I do not like Cincinnati's chances. Joe Burrow's got a bad knee. They've got an inexperienced coach. They don't have a great defense. They have a terrible offensive line, and they're probably going to have to win 2 games on the road. That is a lot to ask. They've got great wide receivers. I get it. But Peyton Manning had 2 wide receivers who are going to be in the Hall of Fame and a running back who's already in the Hall of Fame. And he got to the Super Bowl twice in 15 years at Indianapolis. It's hard, especially when you've got to go on the road. Cincinnati's path to the Super Bowl right now looks like the red-hot Raiders at home, on the road to the number 1 seed Titans, on the road to the winner of Kansas City and Buffalo. I don't think that Kansas City's going to be able to climb that. Beat the Raiders by 50, maybe I'll change my mind. But I've got Kansas City at 3%, and I've got all the other teams combined at 8%. So the Raiders, the Steelers, the Patriots, 8%. Belichick's probably a big part of that. But Tennessee, 51%. Buffalo 20, Kansas City 18, Cincinnati 3, everybody else 8. In the NFC, I've only got 3 teams that I give percentages to. Green Bay 70, Tampa Bay 20, the Rams 5. I am not a Rams Kool-Aid drinker by any stretch of the imagination. The Rams 5, everybody else 5. So Dallas, Arizona, and then forget about the other 2 teams because San Francisco's not going to Super Bowl. So I feel good about the Titans' chances. But would you call 51% great? Let me change from ranting and raving and giving you my thoughts on it to facilitating it for everybody else. Do you think that there is a more likely than not, the preponderance of the evidence, the difference between a civil case and a criminal case, do you think it is more likely than not, Caroline Fenton, that the Tennessee Titans are going to the Super Bowl out of the AFC?
No.
Why?
Because I'm still stuck on Kansas City.
Okay, so give me a percent for the Titans.
It's high. I would put probably 40% Titans.
Okay.
And I'm not quite there at 51, but still a really good chance.
Okay, so if you're going to do that, what would you put the percentage in this case for Kansas City?
Are we divvying up a pie of 100?
Yes, we are.
Then I would put Kansas City right where you put the Titans at, like 51%, just a little bit more likely than not.
Okay, so if you're putting Kansas City at 51% and you're putting the Titans at 40%, you're giving the rest of the entire field, including Buffalo, a 9% chance to make it to the Super Bowl. You don't think Buffalo, number one scoring defense in the NFL, hard place to play, there is a legitimate chance that they could host an AFC championship game. If the Titans lose and they beat Kansas City on the road, which they've already done this year, Buffalo's hosting the AFC title game in Buffalo. And you're still giving them, lumped in with everybody else, a 9% chance to go to the Super Bowl.
I mean, it sounds crazy, but I really do think that out of the AFC, it's going to be Tennessee or Kansas City. I don't know why I'm not giving the Bills more of a look and more of a nod. I just think it's going to be Kansas City or Tennessee.
Okay, the second round of the playoffs. Let's say everything goes chalk. Mm-hmm. Buffalo at Kansas City. Buffalo's already beaten Kansas City at Kansas City. Kansas City's not playing all that great. I mean, the best game Kansas City has won recently is, what, that Charger game?
Yeah.
Okay, in overtime at the Chargers, we know the Charger coach, you know. Buffalo just went to New England and smoked New England. So Buffalo, you can make the argument, is playing better than Kansas City.
And New England also went into Buffalo and beat Buffalo.
They beat Buffalo in a weird, fluky,
in a windstorm, cold snow, yes.
Arrowhead won't have that. And if Arrowhead has that, that may be advantage Buffalo because now Kansas City can't throw the ball. So you put yourself in something like that. I think that it's probably, it would be, my estimation, a 3-point spread in Kansas City for Kansas City solely because of home field. I just think everybody's overinflating Kansas City.
But I also, I cannot underestimate the fact that the Bills just don't run the ball very well. They
Neither
don't run
Kansas
the ball
City.
Very effectively.
Neither do the Chiefs.
But I think Patrick Mahomes is a better quarterback than Josh Allen.
Okay, but who's got a better defense?
Buffalo.
Okay. Like, this is, so it's hard. And don't you think that if Buffalo's number one defense goes out there and shuts New England down to 0 points and that Pittsburgh goes and hangs in a game with Kansas City, that your mind is likely to change from 1 week to the next?
Probably so.
That's how the playoffs work. Like, that's, I love this because I was talking to somebody today and I said, do you think the Titans are the most likely team to go to the Super Bowl out of the AFC going into the playoffs? And they said to me, no, I have to go with the Chiefs. You know, they've owned the conference for the last 2 years and what they've done in the past and the fact that they've won in the AFC and all these things. I'm like, okay. And then I think to myself, I go, so who do you think is the favorite in the NFC? And he said, oh, the Packers. I'm like, wait a minute. Last year, Tampa Bay went on the road to Green Bay, beat Green Bay. They ended up in the Super Bowl. And if we're going to talk about what you've done, I mean, last time I checked, the Tampa quarterback is pretty accomplished when it comes to the playoffs. Aaron has a lot to be desired come to the playoffs. He's got one Super Bowl. He played in another. People think Aaron's an all-time great, and I think Aaron's a Hall of Famer. But you compare the playoffs, it's not close between these two guys. But I would agree that I think Green Bay is the team to beat in the NFC. But again, the playoffs are so different. That's why everybody loves them. Because they're so hard to predict. There's something that Peter Laviolette told me when it comes to home field advantage. And the Predators didn't have home ice in the 2017 playoffs. And they felt as a team that if they had had the cup final at Bridgestone Arena, the way that Bridgestone Arena was rocking in 17, that they would have won the cup. That if game one had been at Bridgestone instead of in Pittsburgh, that they would have won the cup that year. That's what they believed. I'm not saying they're right. I'm not saying they're wrong. I'm just telling you, that's what they thought. And I say this because the next year, the Predators had home field or home ice advantage throughout the entire playoffs, and it got to Game 7 with Winnipeg, and I asked Laviolette a question about it, and Laviolette said to me after the series was over, he goes, you know, I tried to tell you before Game 7 that in some series, that matters. In this, it never mattered. It never mattered. Winnipeg won game one in Nashville. Nashville won game four in Winnipeg. Winnipeg won game five in Nashville. Nashville won game six in Winnipeg. Winnipeg won game seven in Nashville. Sometimes it matters, sometimes it doesn't. Tannehill and Mahomes have faced each other 3 times. The home quarterback has won every game. Nobody ever talks about that. Brady and Manning faced off in the playoffs 5 times. The home quarterback won all 5. Nobody ever talks about that. And that doesn't mean that it'll matter between Buffalo and Kansas City, or that it'll matter between Buffalo and Tennessee, or that it'll matter between Tennessee and Kansas City. But that's just how fickle of a nature the NFL playoffs are. You know that over the last 3 years, the home teams in wild card weekend are 4-10.
That is nuts.
Home teams lose. Unbelievable. So, again, I think everybody is entitled to change their opinion. They're allowed to look at something and say, after this weekend, say, wait a minute, you know, these red hot Raiders just went into Cincinnati and they held the Bengals to 7 points. We need to take a look at the Raiders and take them a little bit more seriously. All of that, I think, is on the table after this weekend. I think you are allowed to feel that way. But I'm starting it off with this question. How comfortable do you feel, or how likely do you think it is that the Titans will make it to the Super Bowl? I am going with 51%. I think it is more likely than not that the Titans are going to the Super Bowl this year. Caroline, still going with Kansas City, says 40% on the Titans. What do you think? 615-737-1025 is the phone number. 615-737-1025. Plus, I have talked myself into something, and I am going to open it up to you guys and to Caroline and to everybody else to see, is this me overthinking the playoffs? I'll explain. That's next here on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. 615-737-1025. So I had a long night, went to the Predators game last night, had a great time, woke up early, had to go to the airport this morning, had to get a lot done, got a long day today because we've got our Titans playoff preview show at 5 o'clock tonight. And so, you know, I'm going to have to drink a Focus. That's right. Naturally caffeinated sparkling water with a spark. Drink Focus, P-H-O-C-U-S, drinkfocus.com. Unlike coffee, which could stain your teeth or give you bad breath, or unlike the artificial diet sodas with caffeine, or unlike these energy drinks that have things in them that could affect your heart, this is natural tea caffeine. It is a naturally energizing, brain-focusing, taste-analyzing hydrator, because it's water, that combines simple ingredients to create the perfect guilt-free pick-me-up that your body will crave to feel its best. I'm telling you, Focus. That's my drink of choice for a pick-me-up. It should be yours as well. You've had a long week. Do not crash. Get yourself a Focus. You can do so at any local Publix. Just go in there, look for Focus, or go online to Drink Focus, P-H-O-C-U-S, drinkfocus.com. Use the promo code GAME at checkout, J-M-E, for 15% off. That's Focus, naturally caffeinated sparkling water with a spark. Drinkfocus.com. There you go, Ryan Clark on ESPN saying Kansas City ain't that good. And boy, that panel, they did not want to hear Ryan Clark say Kansas City's not that good. They were like, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Kansas City's not that good. God, hey, this is ESPN. And at ESPN, you must say Kansas City is good at all times because they got Patrick Mahomes. How dare you go on ESPN and say something bad about Kansas City? And how dare you go to Fox and say something bad about the Rams? Have you noticed that about Fox and the Rams?
Oh, Fox loves the Rams.
Oh, my God.
But to Ryan Clark's point, I say, is there a team in the AFC that is really that good?
I'll ask it to you like this, right? We would say Green Bay is that way in the NFC. Fair?
Fair.
Okay. Tampa Bay goes to Green Bay for either the second round of the playoffs mm-hmm. or the championship game.
Would not be surprised if Tampa Bay won.
That I mean, like,
I don't think I put my money on it, but I wouldn't be surprised.
That's what the playoffs are all about. And it comes down to such little things in the playoffs. That's what gets me so worked up is college football's different. Because college, there's really only one or two teams that matter every year. And it's always been, like, the playoff has been kind of a charade, right? Like, we've complained over the years about the third team that didn't get left in, that didn't get put in. And all that's led us to do is complain that the fifth team doesn't make it now. But didn't you feel like there were two teams this year?
Well, yeah, every year is different because sometimes I feel like there could be 8 teams that could be in contention. And sometimes I'm like, I'm good with a BCS-style championship. Like, I'm good with the fact that they are very clearly 2 best teams.
I told you.
I don't need 3 and 4.
I'd rather have 2 than 12. I mean, I'd like to have 8 just fine. All right, Now it's kind of more NFL-ish, but it's probably the fairest it can be. It's not going to be the most interesting because you're going to have 52-3, you know, type playoff games, which nobody wants to watch. But at least, you know, the Pac-12, who nobody ever cares about, will get a crack at it. So, but I have no interest in 12. I've told you that. And everybody's like, what do you mean you have no interest in 12? Because we don't need it. College, we don't need it. The NFL is different. The NFL, the socialist government society that is the NFL that regulates everything, they want these games to be that close. Go back to last week. Last week, the number one seed in the AFC, Tennessee, played a horrible Texan team, won by 3 points. The Kansas City Chiefs played a horrible Denver team with a backup quarterback who had nothing to play for and a coach that got fired the next day. That was a one-score ball game. The Buffalo Bills were in the middle of a tough game with the Jets in the fourth quarter. Cincinnati didn't play all their guys, lost to Cleveland, who had nothing to play for. The NFL is all about parity. It's all about coming down to one or two big plays in a ball game that absolutely changes everything. And sometimes when you go into the playoffs, people have a hard time wrapping their head around the fact that one bad coaching decision, Matt LaFleur, can cost you the Super Bowl. The Titans played at Kansas City in the AFC title game 2 years ago at a 17-7 lead. We all remember the Patrick Mahomes run where he ran around and the Titans were trying to strip the ball out and they didn't, I mean, horrible effort from the Titans. But we all remember that play when we think of the AFC championship game. But what we forget about is that the Titans got the ball up 17-14 with like 3 minutes and change to go in the half. And they were so afraid of giving the ball back to Mahomes that they tried to run Derrick Henry. Well, Kansas City knew, if we don't stop Derrick Henry on this series, we're in trouble. Because now Tennessee's got the lead going to halftime. They get a stop to start the second half, and then all of a sudden they can run that big boy, and they've got the confidence. And then once the Titans have confidence, we've seen this with Tannehill, that once you get confidence in Henry, now Tannehill rolls play action. Now there's a wide-open Jonnu Smith who picks up 23 yards, and now you're in trouble. And the Titans are driving, and there was a holding call on Dennis Kelly. And that holding call on Dennis Kelly, I think, was on a 3rd and 1. I'd have to go back and look at it. But nobody ever talks about the holding call on Dennis Kelly. And I thought it was a so-so holding call. But these playoff games are decided by razor-thin margins. We're killing Indianapolis today and their general manager and their coach. And we think, oh, my God, Indy, they couldn't beat Jacksonville. They're terrible. They're this. They're that. They were the 7th seed last year. They lost by 3 points on the road at Buffalo. Hot Rod missed a field goal. The margin in these games are so thin, and that's the one thing I keep telling people about the playoffs. Right now, I think I've talked myself into this. I think Buffalo's better than Kansas City. And I don't know if it's because you look at the numbers, and again, I haven't watched every game that these teams have played. I'm not going to pretend to you that I have, and I'm not going to go back and watch them. Buffalo has the 3rd-ranked scoring offense and the top scoring defense in the NFL. Kansas City is 4th in offense, 8th in defense, though I trust Kansas City's offense more than I trust Buffalo's. Buffalo last lost December 12th in overtime at Tampa Bay. But stats will tell you it doesn't really matter how you're playing going into the playoffs. It's like the opposite of the NHL. But their last loss was December 12th in overtime at Tampa Bay. Last time I checked, Tampa Bay's a pretty good team. They have one loss to a non-playoff team. That was their terrible game against Jacksonville. The Chiefs lost 2 weeks ago to Cincinnati and have 2 non-playoff losses, the Ravens and the Chargers. So I think that they're very, very tight right there between Buffalo and Kansas City. I don't give Kansas City an edge with coach, only because as successful as Andy Reid's regular season career has been, and as successful as he was 2 years ago in winning in the playoffs finally, you go back to Andy Reid's history, and there are a lot of losses in big playoff games that people are just stunned by, including last year's Super Bowl. Remember, Kansas City was the team to beat in the Super Bowl last year, not Tampa Bay. But I do wonder if this week, I've talked myself into Buffalo over Kansas City. I wonder if it's watching the Denver game that I've talked myself into Buffalo over Kansas City. And they'll play next week if they both win, which there's no guarantee for either team. But they will play each other next week at Arrowhead. I think Buffalo's better than Kansas City. I think the difference at quarterback, where I think Kansas City has a better quarterback, is overcome by the fact that I think Buffalo's better on defense. I think Buffalo has better wide receivers than Kansas City. I think Buffalo has a better offensive line than Kansas City. And quite frankly, I think Buffalo is playing better right now than Kansas City. I think we're too caught up in Kansas City from 2019, Kansas City from 2018. And I will say this about Kansas City. Kansas City loves to get down in playoff games. 17-7 to the Titans, 24-0 to the Texans. But you play that game too often. You can get away with it against Jimmy Garoppolo in the Super Bowl. You don't get away with it against Tom Brady. People say, well, that defense for Tampa Bay won them that Super Bowl, and that was... No, Kansas City was following the formula. They get down by a lot, and then they come back, and they win the game in the fourth quarter. Same formula that they won the last Super Bowl by. The difference? Tom Brady made them pay before the half. Tom Brady made them pay at the start of the second half. I look at Buffalo, and I think this team might be the most complete team in the AFC. And the biggest thing for the Titans in their advantage with Buffalo is that they'd be playing at Nissan Stadium and that Tennessee has beaten Buffalo. It has the confidence to beat Buffalo. It has the running game to control the clock and beat Buffalo and to make it ugly. But I do wonder if I've talked myself into Buffalo over Kansas City. And that if this week, if Belichick goes out there, puts together a great game plan, and Kansas City wins by 55 against Pittsburgh, which is possible, that maybe I'll say, oh, nope, everybody, you guys are right, Ryan Clark was wrong, but Kansas City, the class of the AFC.
My question to you is, if Kansas City keeps it close with Pittsburgh, I think that says a whole lot more than if Kansas City blows Pittsburgh out. Like, if Kansas City blows out Pittsburgh by 55, like, yes, that's impressive because you're blowing out another NFL team, another playoff team by 55 points. But that also, to me, in my head, is like, that's what Kansas City is supposed to do.
Sure.
But if Kansas City wins by a field goal, that I think, carries so much more weight than Kansas City blowing them out.
So you know what's crazy about this? And I could be totally wrong when it comes to trying to figure out the AFC or figure out, you know, what matters in football. I do think a couple things. Like, and I told you, I'm going to change my mind based on these games. But sometimes I also think that blowing your opponent out in the playoffs is not necessarily the greatest thing. Because I think sometimes it leads you to become too cocky. It's like, I expect Kansas City to blow out Pittsburgh, but you brought up, you know, if it's a field goal game. Let's say it's an ugly, just terrible field goal game and Pittsburgh fumbles at the end and that's why they lose.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to kill Kansas City. Everybody around the country is going to talk about Kansas City like, oh, forget about
Kansas
City.
They could barely beat the Steelers.
Oh, forget about them. But what did I tell you during the season? When you're getting ready to play an opponent, what do you want them to do?
Blow out their opponent the week before.
Oh, just get fat and happy. Let's think about the Bengals. The Bengals are playing the Raiders. I think it's a very interesting playoff game. I am very excited to watch it tomorrow. Let's say that the Bengals win 41-21.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, and I just electric. Like, Jamar Chase has 183 receiving yards.
Cannot be stopped.
Cannot stop Cincinnati. Every time they get the ball, it's touchdown. Every time. You'd be like, oh, wow, this is going to be just look at this offense. Look at what they're doing. I would welcome that. I would rather that happen than they win at the last second on a field goal, hard-fought game, Cincinnati wins. I much rather have it be a blowout and then have everybody on national TV all week, Joe Burrow is the king. And I feel that same way about, like, I think that when it comes to Kansas City playing Pittsburgh, are they going to have some of that?
And I also think, too, not only is that good for boosting the ego of Kansas City and Cincinnati if they blow out their opponents this weekend, But I also think that's good for the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
If their next opponent completely blows out whoever their opponent is this weekend, I mean, that's going to be good for the Titans because all the talk is going to be about the Chiefs, about the Bengals, and about can the Titans beat that team. And if the Bengals barely squeak out a win, then there's going to be a lot of pro-Titans talk. And we have seen recently, pro-Titans talk is not a good thing for the Titans.
Pro-Titans talk. When I go over this, the fact that, you know, Buffalo has one loss to a non-playoff team. Mm-hmm. And you say Kansas City has two losses to non-playoff teams. Nobody loses to more non-playoff teams than the Titans.
That's true.
I mean, and you can look at this either way you want. The Titans beat the playoff teams. They beat Buffalo. They beat the Rams. They beat Kansas City. I mean, the games that are big games, they got to win. They won every single one of them this year, except for Arizona. And even then, I don't think we thought of Arizona as a legitimate playoff team.
And Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, I guess Pittsburgh is technically
a playoff team. Yeah.
They are in the playoffs. There is that. But, I mean, they really, you know, they lost games they had no business losing. But is that a bad thing? Or is that a good thing? Because, hey, you know they'll get up for these games. 615-737-1025. We'll go to your phone, 615-737-1025. I got to tell you, this weekend is a fun, like the wild card weekend is a fun weekend to enjoy. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. I do have there's an interesting ESPN ranking about Ryan Tannehill. And I want to get to that, and we'll do that coming up next. 615-737-1025. We'll also get to your phones. Stillman & Company on a Fireball Hot Take Friday. You know I love Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. Why? Because Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey is the best way to kickstart your weekend. It's going to be cold, and so a lot of you, when it snows over the weekend and it's supposed to snow big, you guys are all going to be at home watching playoff football. And I know you're probably like, you're going to have your food and your chips and your dips and your beers and your, what about Fireball? What about Fireball? It's the playoffs, which means it is Fireball time. So pick up some Fireball as you stock up for the snow. Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. Please drink responsibly.
From your perspective,
21 years or older.
Playoff performance.
That's
maybe
Fireball
defined a quarterback.
Well, I don't know. You guys define quarterbacks however you want to. For me, I think you want to play your best football in late in the season into the playoffs. You know, I know the reason we play this game is to go win a championship. That's the reason I play. I'm chasing after it, you know, year after year, day after day, and try to do everything I can to not skip steps in getting there. And we have an opportunity here, and you don't want to look past it, don't want to miss any steps along the way, and do everything we can to go win it.
There you go. That was Ryan Tannehill. And I will say this about Tannehill. I do think a championship matters more to him than anything else. And every quarterback in the playoffs is trying to win a championship. But, like, I'll use Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers as the example. I don't think a championship means as much to Aaron Rodgers as it does to Tom Brady. I just think Aaron's more selfish than Tom. Tom loves the team. Plus, Aaron wins another championship, then maybe it increases his leverage with Green Bay. But just doesn't seem like Aaron is solely motivated by winning titles and team awards. But I'm not sure how much that matters. Seth Walder, ESPN Analytics, Caroline, your favorite, ranked quarterbacks going into the playoffs. And he writes, quote, quarterbacks alone can't make a Super Bowl run, but let's be honest, they're the biggest factor in one, and it isn't close. And so heading into the 2021 NFL playoffs, let's rank the players at the most important position for all 14 teams. He says, to rank the quarterbacks, I'm relying on a variety of advanced metrics. Note that I am considering these quarterbacks in a vacuum. Imagine they had the same team around them and they were facing the same set of opponents. First of all, I don't know how you consider that. Like, Ryan Tannehill's had a bad season this year. But everybody will tell you that it's because A.J. Brown hasn't been in there, Julio Jones hasn't been in there, Derrick Henry hasn't been in there, Arthur Smith is out, Todd Downing is in. I mean, I don't know how even the metrics that you take away from the games, I don't know how you can't factor in Tannehill's performance this year, which is not based solely upon, or it is based a lot around who's around him, but I digress. Mahomes 1, no surprise there. Brady 2, Aaron Rodgers 3, Josh Allen 4, Joe Burrow 5, Kyler Murray 6, Dak Prescott 7, Matthew Stafford 8, Ryan Tannehill 9. Do you have any argument with any quarterback that's ranked ahead of Tannehill? Again, by these analytics, not by us, but by these analytics that are ranking Tannehill ninth.
No, I think that's actually a pretty fair ranking.
Okay, Derek Carr is behind Tannehill.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people in the last 4 weeks have decided they like Derek Carr again after not liking him for 2 years.
Well, it's all about the recency bias.
Jimmy Garoppolo's 11. He sucks. Mac Jones, 12. He's young.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts, 13. He's probably a backup. Ben Roethlisberger, 14. He's retired.
Yes.
Okay. Of all the teams that are behind Tannehill, none of them, I think, have a legitimate shot at the Super Bowl. Like, I don't even think Pittsburgh fans think they have a shot at the Super Bowl.
Do you think the Rams have a shot at the Super Bowl?
I mean, television's going to tell you they do. I don't think they do. I think their road's too tough. They're essentially a dome team. They play in an indoor stadium in Los Angeles, and they're going to have to go on the road after they play Arizona, a team that already beat them once this season. They're going to have to go on the road for every game, and that would be, like, across the country to Tampa and then up to Lambeau Field. And so, no, I don't think – I think the Rams are too reliant on Cooper Kupp. I don't think they have a great running game. I think their coach is overrated. So I would say no, but television would tell you, yes, the Rams are a Super Bowl contender.
Because I think it's interesting. It feels like, according to what the ESPN talking heads say, that between this list – above Tannehill, all feels like those are the teams that are being talked about to actually make it to the Super Bowl. And the quarterbacks ranked below Tannehill all kind of feel like those teams that thrown in there because they have to have seven teams in each conference.
Like, we can all agree, like, Jalen Hurts, and I love Jalen Hurts the guy. I think he's one of the best guys in the NFL. Jalen Hurts is not taking the Eagles to the Super Bowl this year.
I don't think so.
Jimmy Garoppolo, we saw Jimmy 3 weeks ago. He stinks. That 49er team, I know they played a good game against the Rams mm-hmm. last week, or a good half against the Rams. And I love Deebo Samuel, and they've got a good tight end. But, like, that San Francisco team is not good enough to go compete for a championship. Not where it would be Dallas, Green Bay,
Tampa Bay.
You're not, I mean, see ya. No shot there. We know Ben's not going to the Super Bowl. Ben knows Ben's not going to the Super Bowl.
I don't think Mac Jones is the type of quarterback that can lead a team to the Super Bowl.
No, and
At least not yet.
I think I've soured on New England. I think they kind of hit a wall. They peaked at the beginning of December. A lot went their way. Belichick coached them up, but that's probably the best that they are. So what do we make of the fact that Tannehill is right there on the cut line between the contenders and the pretenders? I find it interesting.
I find it very interesting. When I first saw that article, I kind of expected Ryan Tannehill to be ranked lower. But, like, looking at the full list, I think he's in an appropriate place, kind of sandwiched between those, what people think are the quote-unquote elite quarterbacks versus the quarterbacks who lead not as great of teams. But I do find it very interesting because it seems like Ryan Tannehill is the cutoff point and could be grouped into either group of quarterbacks that lead teams that actually have a chance and quarterbacks that really don't.
Here's the one thing everybody's got to understand. I find it very difficult to think that the Titans can get to the Super Bowl without Ryan Tannehill making a big play. Now, it doesn't have to be a great play. It doesn't have to be the play he made the other night against the Texans, that spin out, avoid the sack, throw it down the field for 35 yards.
But like the pass to AJ in the San Francisco game.
It's going to be like the pass to Jonnu Smith for the touchdown against Baltimore. It's going to be like the throws to Firkser in New England. Like, he's going to have to do something. I go back to that drive right before the half against Kansas City in the AFC title game where everybody in the ballpark knew Derek was getting the ball, and Kansas City sold out to stop it because so much was at stake if Tennessee could score and eat the clock before the half, and everybody knew it. And that's where it's like, if Tannehill makes a play where he sees Kansas City or Buffalo or whomever is stacking the box and it's teetering right there and he sees they're doing it and all of a sudden he checks out and he throws that ball that he threw to AJ against Kansas City when Kansas City had everybody up against the line this year. Kansas City had everybody and he just put the ball in the end zone and AJ just went up and got it. If he makes that play, I think that you're going to the Super Bowl. But I think he's going to have to make one. But I do think it's kind of interesting. This does feel, regardless of what fans want to believe right now, it does feel like these playoffs will be a referendum on Tannehill. That how he performs in these playoffs are going to be kind of what defines how you feel about him. It kind of reminds me of Rick Barnes at Tennessee, where he's won a lot of games as head coach of the Vols. Vol fans love Rick Barnes. He's got good recruiting classes, he keeps it interesting, and he gets the team to the tournament. But Rick Barnes' tournament record is what it is. And it's one thing to say, okay, yeah, we didn't play a good game against Loyola Chicago and Sister Jean prayed them to the Final Four, and that's one thing. It's another thing when you get smoked by Oregon State in the first round of the tournament. I think Vol fans are going to be looking at Rick Barnes if they get in the NCAA tournament this year as a 5 seed, get blown out by 12, and they're not going to be very happy. I think that may be where Tannehill is. 615-737-1025. Add that to the list. We'll get to your phones next because I did promise it. And it is your day. It's a Fireball Hot Take Friday. Stillman & Company right here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Hey, today's show is going to be cut an hour short because we've got our Titans playoff preview show. That's right. So join us from 5 to 7 tonight for the NFL playoff show with me, Chris Sanders, and Teron Davenport as we break down the upcoming playoffs for the Titans. The NFL playoff preview show is presented by Mercedes-Benz of Music City, Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical, Toyo's Clinic, Smile, LASIK, and Hair Restoration, and the Hard Rock Cafe. Stillman & Company, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game. Stillman & Company, Fireball Hot Take Friday. Road teams in the wild card round of the playoffs. Road teams are 10-4 in the last three seasons. That includes the Titans at New England when they beat Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. The last pass Tom Brady ever threw, a pick six by Logan Ryan. The last pass he ever threw as a Patriot. And that includes the Titans losing last year at home to Buffalo or Baltimore in the playoffs. And again, road teams 10-4 in the wild card round the last three seasons, which is astounding.
Crazy.
I mean, it is wild to me to think about. That, well, we can look at these games and think, oh, yeah. Well, you know, when you listen to these Robbie and Rex Road FanDuel spots, and it's like, yeah, I feel really good about the Cowboys beating the 49ers. I'm like, what? Like, that's the one that you look at and you're
that
like,
game,
oh, yeah,
honestly,
that one
could go either way.
The
49ers are a little sneaky.
I feel it a lot better than I feel about Pittsburgh beating Kansas City, but that's neither here nor there. Let's go to your phone, 615-737-1025. Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com on a Fireball Hot Take Friday.
Ben texts in about his percentages that he gives each AFC team of making it to the Super Bowl and says Titans 35%, Chiefs 25%, Bills 15%, Patriots and Bengals both 10%, and the Raiders and Steelers 5% combined. That is more realistic. Nobody should be near 50% when they have to play two or three games still.
So here's my thing about the Chiefs, and that this is an interesting point, which is everybody's picking the Chiefs out of the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we can all agree that on paper, Buffalo is better than any team Tennessee would have to play in the second round of the playoffs. So the Raiders, the Bengals, those teams. Buffalo has the number one scoring defense in the NFL. They have the number three scoring offense. They have a franchise quarterback. They have playoff experience. Like, Buffalo's a good team. And so the Chiefs will play a harder game than you for the second game that they have to play. But they also have to win this first game. And that's the thing that I feel like nobody takes into account is just by basic statistics. If every game was 50-50, you would have a 25% chance of winning two games. Now, we know it's not 50-50, but Kansas City, as far as talking about percent chance that you think they can get to the Super Bowl, they have to win another game. And then they'd have to come here, where they've never beaten Ryan Tannehill as the quarterback. They've never beaten Derrick Henry in Nashville. Derrick Henry is 3-1 in his career against the Chiefs.
That's crazy.
That includes winning a playoff game at Arrowhead Stadium. Like, I mean, and no one factors that stuff in. What's next?
Andrew texts in and says, I don't trust anyone's prediction if it's based off of last year. Back-to-back is practically impossible in the NFL. The Chiefs are not making the Super Bowl. But you gotta remind Andrew that the Chiefs did go to the Super Bowl back-to-back years.
So, I think there's a little bit of truth to that. Kansas City should have gone to the Super Bowl in 2018, too. They didn't. New England won in overtime, and it wasn't like that mattered in 2019 because New England got knocked out in the wild card round. Kansas City won the Super Bowl. So I would agree with the premise of the text, or what happened last year doesn't matter. Here's the thing, though. What happened last week doesn't matter.
It's true.
That's the thing people are having a hard time with. New Orleans embarrassed. I mean, they embarrassed Tampa Bay last year twice. Double-digit wins, including, like, I don't remember the exact score, but it was something crazy, like 42-10 on Sunday Night Football in early November. Tampa goes on the road and wins in a playoff game. Mm-hmm. Those things, like, it just maybe confidence matters in some cases, but I would agree with the texter. The one thing I would say is I just don't feel like Kansas City is as good as they were 2 years ago. I don't think their players are as good. I don't think their offensive line is as good as it was 2 years ago. I mean, the best player on their offensive line right now is a rookie guard, Trey Smith. They've got question marks at both tackle spots. Thuney, the guard, has played okay. But, I mean, there are a lot of question marks. Remember how the country, we just dogged the Kansas City offensive line. Mm-hmm. And not only that, they came in here, they were awful. Now, again, it doesn't matter what they did in October. Mm-hmm. This is January. But, I mean, to sit there and say, Kansas City's been there before, Kansas City will be there again, like, this isn't the NBA.
And also to the texter's point, saying, I don't trust anyone's opinion about last year, and then references something that happened last year as to why they don't think that the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Sure. I think there's some level of this, too, that, like, do you believe in the Chiefs? And I think most everybody believes in the Chiefs. There's, like, something that keeps them from wanting to be able to not believe in the Chiefs. And I think quarterback certainly plays a large mm-hmm. role into this. But it's like, and I'm not just saying TV, because I think fans are the same way. When you talk about Kansas City, it's like, oh, Kansas City, yes, yes, yes. And I feel the same way about Green Bay. But when you prop up Kansas City, you talk about what they did in the past. When you talk about Green Bay, you don't discuss at all what happened in past years. It's like, Green Bay, Matt LaFleur, he's been winning all these games in the regular season. That's all anybody ever tells me about. How many games Green Bay wins in the regular season every year? They got smoked in the NFC title game 2 years ago against San Francisco with Jimmy Garoppolo at quarterback, and they got beat at home last year by Brady and the Bucks. But nobody factors that in. I think Green Bay's going to the Super Bowl out of the NFC.
But I also wouldn't be surprised if Tampa Bay beat Green Bay. And I think that's the same thing, like the been there before factor that people are factoring in for Kansas City.
Right. I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa Bay beat Green Bay. I'd be surprised if Dallas beat Green Bay.
I would agree with that.
I would be like, whoa, Dallas.
Like, I would not be shocked if San Francisco beat Dallas. I don't think they are going to, but if they did upset Dallas, that wouldn't be the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, so if the last 3 years are 10-4 for road teams, mm-hmm. that would tell us that of the six games this week, four are going to be won by road teams.
Would it?
Yes. 10-4?
Yes. Okay, yes.
Like, you're talking 60%?
Right.
So basically three. I can't see four road teams winning this week.
That would be, you know, New England beating Buffalo.
The Raiders would have to win against the Bengals. That would be the Raiders and 49ers would have to win because those feel like probably the closest games.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona would probably have to win. And then you would need another one. Like, I don't see Philadelphia beating Tampa Bay.
No, I don't see Pittsburgh beating Kansas City.
But it happens.
It could.
615-737-1025. The Titans cannot lose this week, no matter what NFL Network says. The Titans cannot lose this week. But one former Titan is a little worried about what this week might do to the Titans. We'll discuss that next. Stillman and Company right here, Fireball Hot Take Friday, CSPN 1025 The Game.